Hi, this is Yitz Novak, and we are studying Masechta Bava Basra. We're in the sixth parak, parak Vav, Mishnah Zayin, the seventh Mishnah. Misha Haisa Derech Harav Moveres Betoch Zadeh. If somebody has a public thoroughfare that passes through his field, Natla V'Nasan Lahem Minatzad, Masha Nasan Nasan, V'Shalo Lohigio. And in this case, where the person has a public thoroughfare passing through his field, he switches the thoroughfare that goes through the field for a portion of the side. What he's given is given, and he doesn't have a claim on it. And therefore, while it's technically in his rishus, it actually does not become his, and the path that he has established as a substitute becomes a proper public property. And however, though, the piece that he now uses inside in lieu of the old path, although it does not become his, and they actually both technically belong to the public. Mishnah continues. Derech Yachid Arba Amos. A private derech, a private path, is four Amos. And this comes into play. Somebody sells a rite of passage through his property to somebody else. If there's no size mentioned, it's a size of four amos. Derech Rabim, Sheshes Reyama. And accordingly, the Derech Rabim, the public path, is 16 amos wide. And therefore, if the person is granting right of passage to a town or to a public body, then that would be 16 amos wide. Derech Melech Ein Lo Shiur. The king's thoroughfare has no size at all. The Torah grants the king the right to basically go anywhere at any point in time, clear himself a path. He could trample fields, vineyards, etc., and he doesn't have to go around other people's property. There's no rut; he can do whatever he wants in there. Accordingly, another derech that has no shir, derech kibur in lashir. A path to a grave has no limit as well. A burial procession, a funeral, doesn't have to go a roundabout way, take the body to a grave, especially in a case where a direct route would entail damaging somebody's field or going through somebody's field, damaging their privacy. They can go that. There are differences. Ravadi Bartner explains that you can't break fences, whereas a king can. But same concept here, in that you can go through somebody's property. Hamamad, a halting place. When in the past, when people would come back from a funeral, they would stop seven times to do Nichum Avelim, to comfort the mourners and to mourn those who passed away. That was called a Hamamad, and there were seven stops. This is parallel to seven sayings in Megillas Koheles. And Dina Tzipori Amu Beis Arbakam, the size for this mamad, for this stop, for a dirge and for a mourning, an opportunity to mourn, that's the area of four kav. Mishnah Chas, the eighth Mishnah. This Mishnah is probably challenging to learn, only because there are so many different descriptions of a machlokas here. I highly recommend, if you have access to the internet, to try to pull up this Mishnah so you can get some of the diagrams. The Art Scroll has a wonderful set of diagrams, or if there's another Mishnah illuminated of sorts, it would be very helpful for this Mishnah. The Mishnah builds and discusses the size of a shear. It builds on conversation, the ending part of the last Mishnah, which talks about a derech kever ein lo shear, basically asking what is a kever. The background was, in the times of the Mishnah, the dead would be buried in recesses and carved into walls of a bunch of subterranean chambers. So basically, underground, you'd have these big, large areas with little offshoots, little recesses where people would be buried. And so there are many different structures, but the standard structure of these catacombs was there would be a central area underground. Burial chambers would be hollowed out at each of the ends of the central area, and off of these chambers, if you call it that, different individual passages and recesses would be carved out, and this would be where you'd stick the body, and then it'd be sealed when the body is placed into it. And this Mishnah talks about Mokher Makom L'Chaver L'Asos L'Chaver. Somebody sells a place to another to make this kever, to make this grave. However, it's not just the grave, but it's really the set of the graves. So Chinam Akabu Mechaver L'Asos L'Chaver. And similarly, if somebody takes a contract to build out a kever, Osa Tocho Shomara Arba Amos Al Shesh. A person has to build into it a cave that's 4 amos by 6 amos wide. And he has to build inside of it 8 different passages, 8 different recesses, 8 different plots. Here's where the diagrams come in handy. 3 on one side, 3 on the other side. So on the right, person standing facing the opening. 3 on his right side, 3 on his left side. 2 on the other end, in front of him, directly opposite him. V'kuchen arba arba amos. V'kuchen arkan arba amos v'rumum ha-shiva. The recesses would be 4 amos long and 7 tefachim high. V'rachman shisha. And 6 tefachim wide.
Rabbi Shimon says, Osa tocha shomara shesh amos la-shmona. You have to make the inside of them 6 amos by 8 tefachim wide. And you actually have to build in 13 different burial sites. Arba Mikan, so if the guys, if you're facing the big open space, you have 4 on the right side, Arba Mikan, and 4 on the left side, Shloshim Mikinegdan, and 3 directly in front of him. And here's where he adds on, Echad Miyamin HaPesach, Echad Min HaSmol. And on the diagonals, 1 on the right diagonal and 1 on the left diagonal. If you actually look at it and draw out a little diagram here, so you have 4 on one side, then 3 on the end directly across from me, then 4 on the left side, and 1 sticking out on the diagonal between the 4 and the 3. And just the math on this is that there's a machlokas where they were dug a little bit lower so that there wasn't an overlap, because they really can't fit next to each other. Or if they were dug shorter, and they were done for basically for smaller people. And you put a courtyard at the entrance to the ma'ara, to the cave. Shesh al shesh, and this one has to be 6 amos by 6 amos. Kimo hamita v'kobra, and to be able to fit the coffin or the person or the dead and the people who are burying it. Poseach l'tocha shte ma'aros, and this he opens up 2 of the caves going to the other. Achas mikan v'achas mikan, 1 on each of the sides, and therefore you'd have ultimately 2 sets of these. Caves that open up into a much larger cave, which is called the courtyard, which is called the chatzer, not the above ground courtyard, but an underground courtyard. Rabbi Shimon argues, Arba, you actually are going to have 4 of these units, and it opens up the Arba Ruchosa to 4 different on 4 different sides of the chatzer, the courtyard here, and the piece here is that inevitably you're going to have the different offshoots, different passages overlapping, so therefore you'd have sort of different levels. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is a kol fi asela. All according to the nature of the rock. You can't really necessarily just go dig in the ground and get all this open space. And we're talking about being able, according to Rabbi Shimon, to have 4 different sets of 13 burial sites each, which is 52 of them. And then you're going to have each of these are 4 by 7 by 6 or 4 by 8, whatever it is. We're talking about massive amounts of space. Can't necessarily get this. So Magalia says it's just each going to be based on the area where we're digging. If it can accommodate, it can accommodate. If it can't, it can't.